Bonus: Crystals for Beauty. 1. Jade Roller. The facial roller has been around since the 17th century and was originally used by Chinese royalty and high society members. The beauty tool made from solid jade has one larger stone for bigger areas of the face, cheeks, forehead, and jaw, and a smaller jade stone for harder-to-reach places, under the eye and mouth. This facial tool helps with lymphatic drainage and facial massage to decrease puffiness, minimize lines, and make sure your daily serums are penetrating deeply into your skin. Use the jade roller every day, sometimes twice a day if you have time, to give yourself a gentle facial massage. That massaging motion from the jade roller increases circulation and works to break up any stagnation in the lymphatic system that may be causing puffiness or blemishes. Cleanse and treat. Only use your jade roller on clean skin. The massaging motion of the jade roller will help any product on your skin sink in deeper, and the same is true for dirt and old makeup, so before you pick up the jade roller, make sure to wash your face. If you use the jade roller in the morning to decrease puffiness, it's a good idea to put your jade facial roller in the fridge overnight. The cool jade will help to lower swelling by shrinking blood vessels. It also feels really amazing on tired skin. If you are using the jade roller at night, make sure to remove all traces of makeup and dirt and apply any serums and/or oils that you like before bed. After giving them a minute to sink into the skin, roll the jade roller. The jade roller will help the serums or moisturizer to sink into the skin before they have time to evaporate or rub off on your pillow. Jade rolling. There is no right or wrong area of the face to start, but you do want to make sure you're rolling from the center of the face out. Visually split your face in half using your nose as the divider and work on one side of the face at a time to make sure that you are not missing anything. Start at your chest and use gentle pressure. Perform outward and upward strokes with the jade roller along your skin. Pass over the same patch of skin 3 to 4 times, always moving the jade roller to the outer edge of your face. When you need to return the jade roller to the starting point, pick it up and place it back at the start. You don't want to roll backward. Moving from your chest, move up towards the neck, chin, jawline, cheeks rolling from your nose out towards your ear, under eye and eyelid using the small end of the jade roller and very gently moving from the inner corner of your eye out to the temple, eyebrow, switch back to the larger side of the roller and roll out and down, following the contour of your brow bone, forehead starting at the middle and rolling out, switch sides, doing the exact same thing on the other side. Finish the routine with a soothing upward roll from between your eyebrows, up to the hairline. The whole jade rolling process should take between 2 to 4 minutes, depending on how many passes you are doing and how many areas of the face you are rolling. As you are working with the jade face roller, you will see your skin start to flush. This is a good thing as it means the circulation is increasing. Clean the roller. If you want to apply additional moisturizer or serum, you can do so. If not, your final step should always be to clean the jade roller thoroughly with warm, soapy water. Keep it clean. Give yourself a facial massage with Gua Sha. Gua Sha facial massagers are used to help boost circulation and lymphatic drainage in your neck and face. Designed with long, smooth surfaces and ridges for deep tissue massage, these crystal beauty tools are perfect for giving yourself a mini facial right at home. These unique crystal Gua Sha facial massagers add a touch of loving energy to your self-care and beauty routines. When working with a Gua Sha, it's important to work from the bottom to top and complete one side of the neck or face before doing the other. This helps to provide a clearer path for lymphatic drainage. Gua Sha Facial. This facial tool, which is similar to the jade roller, only takes a few minutes every day to have a major impact on your skin's clarity, tone, and tautness. The traditional East Asian and Chinese technique is used to invite circulation, well-being, and to remove stagnant toxin buildup in the body. It is used gently on the skin of the face and more aggressively on the skin of the body. Gua means to scrape and Sha means to sand, and this practice has been used for thousands of years. The beauty tools in Gua Sha practices range from rose quartz and jade crystals, a Chinese soup spoon to an animal bone. According to traditional Chinese medicine, the entire channel organ system of the body unites on the face. Choosing your Gua Sha crystal stone is similar to choosing a crystal or gemstone. Pick it out in person if you can. Pick it up, feel it, and observe how it feels in your hand. Carve out even a little bit of time, a few days a week, to experience benefits. When practicing Guasha, your touch should be very gentle, and you can play around with different amounts of pressure. It is important to always sweep the Guasha crystal across your face in specific motions. The lighter the touch, the more you will be supporting the lymph fluid, and with more pressure, you are moving into muscle. You want to be mindful that you do not bruise or cause discomfort. Prepping the skin. Clean the face and hands, and then apply facial oils such as argan oil or another that you like all over your face and neck. Apply the oil starting on the forehead and move down in the direction of draining the lymph fluid. With the oil left on your hands, warm the Guasha tool. The little bit of oil also helps so it doesn't pool on your skin. Then begin, all the while taking deep cleansing breaths. 1. Sweep up your neck on both sides. Sweep very gently over your Adam's apple. This is more of an energetic sweep to activate your Ren line. The Ren channel in Chinese medicine collects the body's yin energy and treats the problems of the abdomen, neck, chest, head, and face. 2. Sweep under your chin from the middle of your face out to your earlobe, making sure to keep the Guasha tool flat. 3. Sweep from the middle of your chin over your jawline and back towards your earlobe. 4. Sweep underneath your cheekbone, picking up a lot of fluid that tends to be stored in this area and direct it towards your hairline. 5. Sweep over your cheekbones, finishing the routine at your hairline. 6. Very gently sweep underneath your eyes. You can sweep from the corner of the eye moving towards the midline or sweep from the inner corner of the eye to the hairline. It's up to you. 7. Sweep over the eyebrow, out towards the hairline and up from the brow bone, up to the forehead, and finish at the hairline. 8. Sweep from between the eyebrows over the third eye and up to the third eye to the hairline. 9. Sweep from the middle of the forehead to the hairline. 10. Now sweep the other side of your face, starting again with your neck and working through the steps. 11. When you finish the other side of your face, finish the Guasha treatment by sweeping down the neck to assist with lasting drainage. Keep your Guasha tool very flat and hug underneath your jawbone. 3. Crystal Beauty Essences. Start by cleansing your crystals with some warm filtered water to remove any dirt, then place the clean crystals in a glass bowl and cover them with some filtered water. Set the bowl of crystals in the sunlight for a full day to absorb the sun's energy. Then use the crystal water to wash your face. Two crystals you can try to include are aquamarine and rose quartz stone, but you can use any crystal that you like. You can use this same process if you make your own lotions, face mists, or serums to infuse your products with the energy of crystals. 4. Crystal Facial. Place your favorite crystals on your face where you need to relieve some tension. The crystals will stimulate the meridian points of the face, which are energy lines that connect to your internal systems. When you touch the crystals to these points, it helps to energize them. The crystals also connect these points on the face to the earth energy. Lay with the crystals on your face for 10 minutes to an hour, depending on what you'd like your crystal beauty experience to be.